Podcast episode 23, audio blog. Are you standing in your power in love and life?
This is a single to soulmate podcast where conscious single women learn to attract soulmate love, own their power, and begin to step into the next great chapter of their lives. Tune in every Tuesday through Saturday to learn from Johnny and Dr. Laura Fernandez, a happily married soulmate couple who, for over a decade, have personally worked with thousands of women through their deeply transformational and life-changing courses and programs. Single to Soulmate is where you'll find the resources to live the life of your dreams with your soulmate by your side. We're glad you're here.
Standing in your power means different things to each person. Today's episode on my blog was actually quite controversial when I wrote it. And it really hit home, though, for a lot of people, maybe because it just came from a really highly charged real-life incident that I had. So I hope you enjoy this audio blog episode of the Single to Soulmate podcast. So here we go. Are you standing in your power in love and life? So it was a typical glamorous day in the life of Laura Fernandez. That would be moi. Standing in a long line at the local grocery store, short on time and patience, I was mindlessly watching the customers ahead of me buy their groceries. And as I slowly and painfully in the long line inched closer and closer to the checkout counter, I noticed about one customer ahead of me, an interaction between the checkout lady and two Latino men who looked like they may have been day laborers. I could tell by, you know, the clothes they had on, the jeans with the paint splashes, little dust on their shoulders and so on. So they didn't speak any English, and they tried to swipe their debit card and punch in the correct buttons on the credit card machine to pay for their food. But it wasn't working, and the checkout lady was becoming more and more impatient and agitated, trying to explain to them what to do and speaking louder and louder at them like that was going to make it clear to them about which button to push. And finally, with the jerky and annoyed movements, she punched the right button for them, huffily and briskly handed them their receipt, which basically she threw it at them, and off they went. This happened so quickly, I hardly had any time to react. I was in shock at what I was witnessing, which immediately grew into outrage. And then it was my turn to purchase my food. I was shaking with fury and pain at her, and frustration that I hadn't reacted more quickly. I wish I had intervened on their part and helped them, since I speak Spanish. One of the men was older, and he looked a lot like my Mexican grandfather. But I let her have it. I told that checkout lady about herself. My voice was trembling. My heart was beating fast, and I can actually feel it speeding up as I share this with you. And I took a stand for those men. I let her know that she should be ashamed of herself for being that way with them, that she must be having a bad day, but that doesn't give her the right to treat others like crap. And I let her know that I was going to issue a complaint with the owner of the store about her. And I had the other customers in the long line behind me who had heard that interchange between her and those men. They were nodding their heads, agreeing with me, saying, yeah, yeah. She didn't say a word, didn't even look at me as she rang up my purchases and I paid. She handed me my receipt, though, and said, quite sarcastically, have a nice day. I immediately walked over to the owner. He's a local man, and I know him. And I let him know about what I had witnessed. And I hope and pray that something was said to her. But here's my point. I felt good about telling her about herself, as uncomfortable as I was about it. I felt like I was doing the right thing and standing in my power and all that. But I did not do it perfectly. I took a very imperfect stand for those men, and in my mind anyway, for all who were treated unjustly. I truly wish I could have done it better, said it faster, responded immediately, and I'm proud of myself for saying what I did say and doing what I did do, however imperfect. So why am I even sharing this with you? Because this may be connected in some level to the same feeling or similar feelings of frustration you may be having with your life. So my question to you right now is, how are you taking a stand for you right now? Are you moving toward the life of your dreams in a real and concrete way? And who's got your back when things get tough? Now, hopefully, first and foremost, you've got your own back and you surround yourself with people who support you and love you as well. Or are you complaining about how bad life is, how unfair it all is. Is that your focus? Or are you acknowledging that sometimes things in life just aren't fair and are downright awful, but continuing to grow yourself and expand yourself in every area of your life so that you become bigger than your problems? So here's to you, standing in your power, tuned in, tapped on, turned on, attracting your best life now, even as you may do it with a shaky voice and trembling hands. When you take a stand for what's right, even if you don't do it perfectly or fast enough, as long as you do something today, that will move you toward the life of your dreams and the love of your life. Take a stand now, however imperfectly, and go for your dreams. Fight for your dreams and desires. Go for love. Somebody is watching. Somebody will cheer you on, nod in approval, and celebrate with you as you win. You know, there's a great African proverb that fits right here. And here it is. God makes three requests of his children. Do the best you can, where you are, with what you have now, quote unquote. So how can you apply this to your life? I'd love to hear about it. You can leave comments or questions and get the full transcript and leave the comments at singletosoulmate.com/23. That's singletosoulmate.com/ and then just the number 23. And Johnny and I just want you to know we do our best to respond to every comment. And if you like this podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you can leave your honest review on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps us know you do appreciate this podcast. It actually also encourages us and helps other women discover us. So until next time, I'm sending you love and power and strength and courage. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Single to Soulmate podcast. For being one of our loyal listeners, we'd like to invite you to take Johnny and Lara's What's Your Love Pattern quiz. Is the love pattern in your life holding you back? Take this short quiz to discover your love pattern and receive your personalized love pattern guide, which will reveal the specific steps you can take right now to break out of old patterns and more quickly and easily begin to magnetize your soulmate to you. Get free access to your love pattern quiz by going to singletosoulmate.com/quiz. Again, that's singletosoulmate.com/quiz. This has been an episode of the Single to Soulmate podcast with Johnny and Lara Fernandez.